The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
My name is Andrea, for those of you who I've not met before. And I often, on these evenings, start with practice questions to just see if there's any, before I offer a talk, to just see if there's any questions out there about your practice. So just start with that first. Okay.
So everyone can be thinking about their practice question. Is it okay if we break our 30 minutes up to 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the middle of the day, and 10 minutes at night?
So in terms of thinking of yourself as meditating 30 minutes a day, is it okay to break it up into pieces? I often say, what works for you? So if that's what works for you, mm-hmm. Great. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Absolutely. Anyone else? Yeah.
I had a question about... Can you hear me?
Yep.
During my meditation, I find that if I hear a noise, I think, oh, there's a noise. And then I feel tightness in my body. Oh, there's tightness. I mean, one of my goals for meditating is to kind of stop my brain and thoughts from going like a pinball machine.
Uh-huh.
Should I just stick with noise for a while? And is it okay? I mean, is it okay to go to noise and then you don't? I kind of get bored and then maybe do how I'm feeling or
so,
what are your thoughts on that?
You know, often we do have something that we ground with, like the breath, to kind of stabilize ourselves. But, you know, you'll find that, you know, a car goes by and the attention is just there, right? I mean, it's not like you're paying attention to the breath and then the car goes by and you think, oh, let me pay attention to that car. The attention's already there. You know, it just goes there. So just notice that that's what it does. And, you know, you can stay with sound if that's what's kind of predominant in that moment. If that feels like where the attention is drawn, that's fine. We don't have to have the sense or the idea that the breath is some better experience. We use the breath as a kind of a tool to help us settle down, at least with mindfulness meditation. We use the breath as a tool to help our minds settle down. But then what we are ultimately learning how to do is to just be present for whatever experience comes our way. So that sense of the mind being like a pinball machine, we have an idea, I think, about meditation that what it means is that our mind gets really still and really quiet. And that tends to be what happens with concentration practice, where we, over time, in staying with the breath, the attention begins to kind of gravitate there so that it's less drawn to other experience. And that's one form of meditation. And you can practice that way if that's kind of a natural style for you, if the attention does kind of gravitate there. For many of us, we can kind of start there with paying attention to the breath and then find our attention pulled to sound and then to another body sensation and then to a thought and then to another sound and then to a pain in the knee. And it feels like there's just all kinds of things happening. There's the possibility of the mind stabilizing in the knowing of things changing. And that can be also a very settled experience. Initially, it feels like the mind is kind of jumping all over the place. But over time, it can feel just like, oh, well, yeah, I'm with the breath, and oh, there's a sound, and there's a body sensation, another body sensation, and there's a thought, or there's an emotion, so that there's a kind of a sense of the stability of the, a sense of presence. And that, that's fine too. So I often suggest for people, you know, what feels like it's most natural for you. Does it feel natural to stay with the breath and you hear a sound, kind of let go of the breath and come back, I mean, let go of the sound and come back to the breath. Does that feel natural for you, or does it feel more natural to rest with hearing for a while and then notice, oh, there's tension in the body, and pay attention to that for a while and see what happens to that? So you're welcome to explore it. The key thing that we're cultivating in most of the practice here is mindfulness. It doesn't really matter what we cultivate that mindfulness on, as long as we're aware, as long as we're present for it. So you're welcome to explore what works for you.
And it seems like maybe having some acceptance of what's happening.
Yes. Allowing is another good word. You know, sometimes acceptance feels like we have to like it, whereas allowing can be more, oh, well, okay, you know, I can just kind of go with this. You know, this is what's happening. It's like this. You know, it's like this right now. It's already like this, you know. So that can we allow that? That's kind of coming into alignment. I think of that as coming into alignment with what's already happening. And when we can come into that kind of alignment, the mind can relax a little bit. Often what happens is we have a kind of a struggle or a fight with what actually is happening. You know, it's like we're paying attention to the breath and a sound happened. It's like another sound, you know, how I can't stay with the breath, you know. So we get kind of frustrated with the sound, or we get frustrated with other experiences that arise. And if we can simply allow what arises, we're no longer in conflict with experience. So that's another way to explore the practice. Thank you for the question. So I think I'd like to go ahead and start the time.